The duty of a woman is to honor and help her father, husband, and church, and to do it with bold submission as the men lead the way. I know that's a fire-breathing statement, but listen to what 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 8 says. Woman was created from man. Think about that statement for just a moment, men. Woman was created from man. Adam said, bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. The fact that man was created first does not prove his superiority. But the fact that woman was created from man proves that he should care for her as his own body. Does this order prove anything else? Well, yes, it does. Paul sees meaning in the order of creation and in the form of creation. The order shows us the flow of authority and honor. And this is why Paul writes at the end of verse 7, woman is the glory of man. But why, Paul, is woman the glory of man? Well, for man was not made from woman, but woman from man. Neither was man made for woman, but woman for man. And that's why a wife ought to have a symbol of authority on her head, because of the angels. So what does the head covering represent? The head covering represents a woman's distinction as a woman, and that she is in agreement with her duty to honor either her husband, her father, or the authority of the church. Why is that her duty? Because she was created for man. She was created as a helper suitable for man in order that God's mission would be accomplished. Man could not do it on his own. He needed major help. He couldn't populate the earth by himself. He couldn't disciple the nations by himself. He couldn't cultivate and have dominion by himself. He needed the help of a woman. Man has the plan and the mandate to serve God in this way, and he has the responsibility of listening to the woman and accepting the help that she brings into the picture of spreading global glory for God. When you pray today, please remember Uber Aliaga, our changemaker missionary in Peru. And also remember the Kapari Lifeword broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.